Hello, everyone, and welcome to another Compliance Week News Podcast. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and today we're going to talk about records management. ARMOR International, which is a professional association that develops standards and best practices for records management, has just published its 8 generally accepted records management principles. We don't have time to list all 8 of them right now, but they are available online at arma.org. But ARMA's goal is to create a framework for proper protection and storage of documents to meet today's many compliance needs. And joining us to talk about the principles is Fred Polzello. He is treasurer of ARMA International Association, and also he's chairman of the task force that drew up these 8 principles. So, Fred, thank you for taking the time today.
Thank you, Matt. Pleasure to be here.
Okay. First question I have for you is that by calling these a generally accepted set of rules, that implies that in the past record keeping has been sort of all over the map and did need some sort of centralized framework and conventions about how to do things. Is that a fair way to characterize the state of records management up until about now?
Yes, Matt, I think that is fair. What we've seen in the record keeping industry is that there's a lot of specialization and a lot of practitioners and a lot of practices for record keeping, but until now, nobody's really brought it together under one set of record keeping principles that covers the full gamut of the ILM spectrum from, you know, policies and procedures all the way through to discovery, destruction, and disposition. And what we've seen is a lot of organizations, a lot of regulators, a lot of decision-making stakeholders addressing different parts of this, but not really looking at the entire gamut from A to Z. And in order for you to have a compliant record-keeping program, you really need to take into account all of these issues.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know that some of these principles are integrity and protection and a few others, but I was wondering if you could maybe give us some example of, say, 2 or 3 principles and talk about how they work together and fit together into some sort of overall record-keeping strategy.
Sure, and I think for this audience, the principles of accountability, integrity, and compliance are probably the main ones that that your audience would be familiar with. And that really addresses the governance and the policies of your record-keeping program. In order for you to have a compliant program that meets all the rules and regulations for all the different jurisdictions that you're conducting business or activities in, you really have to understand all of these 8 principles, quite frankly. But in order for you to put together a program that's systematic and repeatable, I think, in my mind, some of the most important is the accountability and the integrity. The accountability meaning that the organization assigns a senior-level decision maker with authority to be to oversee the program in all its aspects. They don't have to be an expert in all of the different disciplines, but they do need to understand that there are these different disciplines involved and make sure that they have the right people involved and make them accountable and make them tagged with, you know, tag them with the responsibility to make these things happen.
Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't discuss this with you beforehand, but I was just kind of curious. Do you think that is accountability? Is that the, I don't want to say the weakest link, or the, but is that the principle that might need the most attention, or is there one that really, I don't know, is the riskiest thing that companies tend to get wrong the most or overlook the most often?
In my experience, and I come from the financial services industry, in my experience, accountability has been the determining factor of whether a program is successful or not. In organizations, complex multinational organizations, they have a lot, you know, they're doing business in a lot of different product lines, a lot of different places. There's a lot of things that they need to keep focused on. And record keeping tends to be one of the last things they focus on until there's a problem. The programs that I've seen that are the most successful is a senior level, hopefully C-level person gets the importance of implementing and maintaining a compliant program, you know, with proper governance, policies and procedures, the requisite, you know, research, legal research into the different jurisdictions and rules and regs of the area that you do business in. Make sure that that somebody's responsible to maintain that so that you don't just do the exercise once and it goes away. And in every organization, it's a competition for available resources. And you need somebody who sees and gets the big picture to really put the governance in place and then to be able to draw the resources on those different areas that are going to require help from other disciplines, you know, IT, records management, operations, and such.
Sure. And, you know, we've been calling these the generally accepted accounting principles, but when someone specifically wants to customize these principles to his or her particular company, what else should he be thinking about when he is looking at the principles and trying to tailor them to his particular needs?
Okay, not to correct you, but these are the generally accepted record-keeping principles.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You did mention accounting principles, and it is close by design, quite frankly.
Yep.
We looked at what the accounting profession had done throughout the years, and we took a look at GAAP and what the intent was. And GAAP's been around for almost 50 years, and it's taken a long time to get that to the level that it is today. And we took a look at that, and we saw that there's a very similar need out there. You know, GAAP was formed so that companies could compare their financials in a consistent manner so that you can compare company A to company B to accepted benchmarks and know that you were getting the same valuation. And we looked at that and sort of a light bulb went off in our head and said, you know, that's very similar to what we're saying about record keeping, and particularly in this environment with a lot of the financial regulations and oversight that's going to be coming out as a result of recent environment. We looked at that and said, you know, now is really the time to pull together all of these things that we know instinctively and from experience about good record-keeping practices and boil them down into their basic, you know, basic principles into a framework that somebody outside the profession or somebody who's a influential stakeholder, be it a regulator, a legislator, or from different disciplines, can take a look at these eight things, just like in the accounting principles, and say, yeah, I get that. I understand. You know, when you look at the eight, as we've spelled it out, we put a lot of work into boiling it down to these eight principles. When we look at that and we say, well, pretty much everything that we deal with in this profession is covered under there, it also takes somebody from outside the profession can take a look at that and say, yeah, I get that. The main point that we want people to get out of this is to understand that you have to be aware of all eight. You don't have to be an expert in all eight,
mm-hmm.
but you do have to be aware of it, because in order for you to have a repeatable, systematic, compliant program, you really have to have all the elements in place. Just like with GAAP, you can't just be really good at one form of accounting. You have to have all the pieces in place. And to get back to your first question, which is, you know, before this, before we came up with GARP, you know, we understood as practitioners that there were a lot of elements that needed to be part of a program, but we didn't do that great of a job until recently to say, hey, this is what we're really talking about. This is a framework. It's a living framework, similar to the way the accountants run the GAAP, and we believe that what we have here covers what we see as what it would take for you to have a compliant program.
Okay. Well, all right, Fred, that's all the time we have to talk about this today, but you've given us a lot of information here, and we definitely appreciate you taking the time today.
Okay, well, Matt, thank you very much, and I appreciate the opportunity.
All right, and again, everybody, that was Fred Pulzello, who is treasurer of the ARMA International Association, talking about ARMA's just-released Generally Accepted Record-Keeping Principles. I'm Matt Kelly, editor of Compliance Week, and that is all for now. Thank you for listening, everyone, and we hope you join us again next time.